So we hear there's a big rivalry basketball game somewhere tonight.
What?
BYU takes on the 13th-ranked Utah Utes in the Marriott Center. And joining us live in studio, KSL.com Utes sports writer and Josh Furlong and BYU basketball studio host Jason Shepard. Shep, we'll start with you. We've been talking about this. Pace is going to be important in this ball game.
There's no question about it. That's one of the things. Utah comes in 13th-ranked, but they've never faced an offensive team like this BYU team they'll face tonight.
They're averaging like 86 or something?
95. They Holy lead cow. The NCAAs in scoring, and that's a pace that I'm not sure that Utah can keep up with. It's definitely going to be, if the Utes can slow things down, it'll put them in the driver's seat. If BYU can control the pace and push the ball up the floor like they want to, the Cougars are going to be in charge tonight.
13th ranked, coming off a big win over Wichita, Josh.
Yes, that's correct.
Wichita State, excuse me. And so they've got some momentum going into this game, right?
Absolutely. You know, you come out and you're sitting here with a big win over Wichita State, a team that has won 35 consecutive regular season games. You know, and you're going back and you have a week off to prepare for your rival. You know, so I think they're ready. I think they're hoping to build on the momentum that they had from last season, beating BYU at their home, and finally get a win at the Marriott Center.
Well, look, Marriott Center is going to be rocking, and you know there's some underlying angst here because of the football situation. So it's going to be fun, right?
Oh, there's no question about it. BYU fans, however it happens, need a win over Utah badly.
And there was a little needle from Chris Kowiak the other day in one of the interviews.
Yeah, that's right. He called, jokingly, he called them a half of a team, half of an elite team. It was all in jest, and he kind of expounded upon that later this week, saying, if I could bring the attention to myself and not my players, I think it's great.
He and Coach Rose are actually friends,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right, guys, we've got the pregame coming up at 6, tip-off at 7. Make sure you stay right here, and you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.